Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, understanding his death and resurrection, and this study covers the final three chapters of the Gospel of Mark. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to Jesus experiencing his touch, and also Jesus listening for his voice. Those two studies examined Mark chapters 1 through 13. And just so you know, you can also find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, and Loving God and Others, the Heart of True Faith. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to slow down and carefully observe the passages verse by verse. This will help each one of us to better interpret and apply God's Word. And now, please open your Bible or your workbook and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask that you would be with us as we wrap up this current week's Bible study lessons. I pray that you would just help us to focus on your word, and I pray your spirit would continue to be our teacher. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have the workbook, I'm on page 57, and we're going to be looking at Mark chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. If you don't have a workbook, please grab your Bibles, and we're going to do some markings. As always, we're going to circle anything that indicates when events happen. We're going to double underline where the events occurred, and we're going to mark every pronoun referring to Jesus. Again, Mark 15, verses 20 through 22. After they had mocked him, so circle after, mark him for Jesus, they took the purple robe off him and put his own garments on him. So mark him, his, and him with a cross, and they led him out to crucify him. Mark him and him. They pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. So mark his for Jesus. In the last verse, then they brought him to the place Golgotha. So circle then, mark him for Jesus, double underline Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. So of course, double underline that. Okay, to reread the passage, it says, after they had mocked him, they took their purple robe off him and put his own garments on him, and they led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. Then they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated place of a skull. Okay, for this passage, we just have one single question, and it is, what does Mark tell you that John does not? So it seems that the two pieces of information that we now have from these last few verses in this lesson, it says here that they removed the robe and put Jesus's clothes back on him. So that's new information. And also what's found in verse 21, it says they pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene. So that is new information. And he was directed to bear the cross of Jesus. Okay, it says here, again, they pressed into service a passerby coming from the country, Simon of Cyrene, to bear his cross. Okay, so that was new information. Okay, and before I close, of course, we have the wrap it up section for week four, and it says, Jesus was sent by the Father in the fullness of time, born of a woman, born under the law. He was tempted, tested in every way that we have been tested, yet without sin. And the reference there is Hebrews 4:15. Jesus lived as God, created mankind to live. He always and only did what pleased his Father. He spoke the Father's words. He did the Father's works. He could legitimately say, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." John 14:9. The Son of Man was the Son of God, God in flesh. Now, remembering that, beloved, think about the holy irony of what was done to the Son of God at the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Consider what happened. To our great high priest, unjustly accused, physically abused, illegally tried by the chief priests who served in his father's house and made it a den of thieves. To the teacher from Galilee who healed the sick, brought sight to the blind, and set the captive free, wounded, blindfolded, and bound by men who sought his demise. To the King of Kings, forced to wear the robe of an earthly king, demeaned, scorned, and mocked as the King of the Jews. To the Son given to us by God, who came to take the government of our lives on his shoulders, questioned by Pilate, the governor of Judea, who gave in to the cries of the crowd. Let me repeat that. To the Son given to us by God, who came to take the government of our lives on his shoulders, questioned by Pilate, the governor of Judea, who gave in to the cries of the crowd. To the Lamb of God, who came to bring forgiveness of sins, rejected to make way for the release of Barabbas, an insurrectionist who had committed murder. After these vicious cruelties, death would follow. Beaten and bloody, Jesus would be taken to the place of the skull, where he would be nailed to a cross, crucified. As you consider all this, remember that all these events took place under heaven's authority. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. Jesus said, "Thy will be done." May we suggest that before you meet next week, you find time to get alone with God, shut out everything else, turn off your cell phone, close the door to every distraction, and meditate on what the Father told you in his word today. Taking time to think it all over will give you a greater appreciation for seeing with your own eyes God's account of the death of his Son, one who was every bit the Son of Man, flesh and blood, with feelings just like ours. Hebrews 4:14-16. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.